Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm your host, Elvis Marchand. And for our next guest, coming from Los Angeles, California, we have a relationship therapist by the name of Mary K. Cochero. Mary, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you, Elvis. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. So why don't we just start with you just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do exactly?
Well, I am a relationship therapist. I'm a certified Imago relationship therapist as well as Encounter Center couples therapist. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist for the last 29 years in Los Angeles. And those first two certifications don't have to mean anything to anyone, except that it means that I do have two advanced certifications in working with couples, which means I'm not just an individual therapist who sometimes sees couples. I'm actually a couples therapist. And for the last 29 years, I've had a practice based on a private practice based on seeing couples, kind of like a living laboratory, if you will, just really learning a lot about how we choose each other and what it takes to fall in love, but more importantly, what it takes to stay in love.
Very good. Now, how did you get started in your line of work?
Well, out of college, I was living in Denver, Colorado, and I was working for an executive recruiting company in helping oil companies find employees. And what I found is I was much less interested in whether or not they found a job and way more interested in their story. It's their human stories. And as you can imagine, Elvis, that didn't work so well being an executive recruiter. But it did lead me to graduate school in psychology. And pretty much ever since then, I've just been honing my skills. I did start out as a family therapist. I saw a lot of families where children were acting out and having symptoms and being problematic for their parents. And what I realized is that, you know, seeing a child in play therapy 1 hour a week, while it was very interesting, you know, kids would be great in my office, and then I'd send them home to their parents where all the problems would start again. And I started realizing that actually sometimes it was the parents who needed the help. And it led me in the direction of learning more and more about marriage and about couples.
I see. Now, in terms of, you know, having a background in training, what does someone need to do to do essentially what you do now?
You mean how would someone get the training?
Yeah, what would they have to do to be qualified?
Yeah, well, the first step is you'd have to go to graduate school to get into a marriage and family program or even a master's degree in psychology. You would have to, you know, have had certain courses as an undergraduate, you know, probably enough psychology classes to get you into a master's program. And then once through the master's program, at least in the state of California where I am, to become a licensed marriage and family therapist, you need to do 3,000 supervised hours. So that's hours that you're working with couples or with individuals, but under the supervision of someone like me who's been at it for a very long time. So those 3,000 hours take a couple of years to acquire, and then at that point there is a two-part licensing test. The first part is about law and ethics. The second part is more clinical. Once you've passed both of those exams, you know, then you can go get a job at an agency or in some sort of setting, or you can open a private practice and, you know, begin seeing clients independently.
Yeah, that sounds quite extensive. Now, you know, I have to ask, you know, did your passion or drive to help other people in that sort of way kind of come, did it come early on, maybe at a young age when people were coming to you with their problems, or was it something that you kind of found later down the road?
You know, it did not ever occur to me. I mean, I grew up in a small town in Colorado. I'm not sure we even had therapists. I don't remember ever, you know, feeling like I was put on the earth to help people, although I have supervised a lot of interns in training on their way to becoming therapists, and it is very common for psychologists to say, I got into this field because I wanted to help people. Of course, we help people. I mean, that is the point. But for me, I had, like I said, gone into business you know, I was doing executive recruiting. It wasn't like I thought I wanted to be a therapist all along. It's just that the more I worked in the workforce, the more I realized that I did have a particular interest and passion around, it was really a curiosity, Elvis, about, you know, what gets people into these situations that they find themselves in, whether it's, you know, a good marriage or a bad marriage or a particular career, you know, what is the life story that has added up to this particular place that this person finds themselves in? And so for me, it was a driving curiosity around people, really, more than I want to save the world. Although at this point, you know, because I've been doing it for so long, I do feel that there is an element of saving the world to this, because each time that a couple who is very stressed or on the brink of divorce comes in and really learns the tools and the skills to save their marriage and to become better with one another, particularly when there are children involved, then we really are setting the stage for the next generation to be healthier and less dysfunctional. So it is a little bit like saving the planet one relationship at a time.
I see, I see. Now, when people are reaching out to you for help, whether it comes to their relationship or their marriage, what is it you most commonly come across? What is the underlying issues that you see most of?
Well, I see a couple of different things, and one I will speak on because it's getting more prominent, and that's a lot of infidelity, a lot of betrayal. You know, with the advent of the internet, there are all kinds of possibilities for sex addiction, for pornography addiction. So a lot of marriages have become fragile as a result of one partner or the other kind of sometimes just accidentally over time finding themselves acting out sexually in ways that weren't available to them maybe, you know, 10, 15 years ago when the internet wasn't so prevalent. So that's one thing, a lot of ruptured connection around like the mismanagement of the things that are available in the world as distractions. So that can be any kind of addiction. But then I'm also just seeing a lot of couples who have grown apart. You know, we live in Los Angeles. It's a very busy, fast-paced life. People have a lot of distraction here. Once a family begins, you know, parents are dealing with two big careers. This tends to be a two-career place here in Los Angeles because of the expense of real estate. So couples are very busy working. Couples are trying to raise children. And while they're functioning in that way, they're losing their essential connection with one another. And so a lot of couples just come in a lot of distress because they're living parallel lives. They really want to deepen the connection. They want to learn better communication tools to get back to the love that got them there in the first place. So either a couple feels kind of broken because something has occurred, or they just can really feel that they're growing apart. And so either way, you know, there's a certain amount of teaching them better communication tools so that they can really understand what's going on in the heart and soul of the other without judgment, just real curiosity for who are you as a person sitting across from me? And then how do we bridge the gap and become friends and lovers and people who can trust and respect each other again?
Gotcha. Very interesting stuff. Now, what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Well, the best way is I have a very robust website, no thanks to me, but I have had some great people work on it. It's www.mkcachero.com, and it has a wealth of information on it, everything from articles to videos to some explanations of some theories that I use in my work. And the workshop page has a great couple of pages, one about the weekend couples retreat that I do in Montecito, California. I take five couples to this beautiful private estate, and from Friday to Sunday, we do a deep dive, really interesting work, very transformational for the five couples who get to come in a very luxurious, relaxing setting. And then I also do one-day workshops for premarital couples. I really believe in helping couples set the foundation for their marriage so that they're not going in blindly. When we fall in love, Elvis, there's a lot of chemicals and hormones in our brains that kind of blind us to the problems that we might face in the future. So the premarital workshop is also on that website, and I get just a lot of interest in that. And I want to really commend the younger generation for knowing that they need some premarital counseling, because marriage isn't easy.
For sure. All right. It sounds good. Mary, I just want to thank you again so much for coming on air with us and getting a chance to speak with everyone. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Elvis.
All right. No problem. And for everyone else listening in, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.